Ecclesiastes chapter 1. These are the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What profit does a man have out of all of his labor that he takes under the sun? What generation passes away? Another generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun also rises up, and the sun goes down, and hastens back to the place where it had risen from. The wind goes towards the south, and turns around to the north, and it whirls around continually, and then the wind returns again according to its circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, and yet the sea is not full. To the place from where the rivers have come, to there they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with its ability to hear. The thing that has been, it is that which will be. That which has done is that which will be done. There is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It's already been of old time which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither will there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those who will come after. I, the preacher, I was king over Israel in Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail has our Elohim given to the sons of man to be exercised with. And I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and I see all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is lacking cannot be numbered. Now I communed within mine own heart, saying, look, I am come to a great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yes, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge, and I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. And I perceive that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I said in my heart, go on now, I will test you with joy. Therefore enjoy pleasure. And I see this also is vanity. And I said of laughter, it is mad. And I said of mirth, what does it do? I sought in my heart to give myself to wine, and yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, until I might see what was that good for the sons of men which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. And I made myself great works. I built myself houses. I planted myself vineyards. I made myself gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made myself pools of water to water with them the wood that brings forth trees. I got myself servants and maidens, and had servants born within my household, and I also had great possessions of large and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. And I gathered myself also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasures of kings and of the provinces. And I got myself men singers, and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, like musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained within me. And whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. And then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and I saw that all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to see wisdom, and madness, and folly, for what can the man do that comes after the king? Even that which has already been done. And then I saw that wisdom excels folly, as far as light excels darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happened to them all. And then I said in my heart, as it happens to the fool, so it happens even to me. And why was I then more wise? And then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever. Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how does the wise man die? Just like the fool. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous to me, because all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yes, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it to the man that will be after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor in which I have labored, and in which I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore, I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity, yet to a man that has not labored in it shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity, and a great evil. For what has man of all his labor, and of the vexation of his heart, in which he's labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yes, his heart does not take rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. I also saw this, that it was from the hand of our Elohim. For who can eat, or who else can hasten, more than I? For our Elohim gives to a man what is good in his sight, wisdom, and knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner, he gives travail to gather and to heap up, so that he may give to him that is good before Elohim. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit.
Ecclesiastes,
end of chapter 3. To everything there's a season, and there is a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which has been planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit does he have who works in that in which he labors? I have seen the travail which our Elohim has given to the sons of men to be exercised in with. He's made everything beautiful in his time, and he's also set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that our Elohim makes from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of our Elohim. I know that whatsoever our Elohim does, it will be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor can anything be taken from it. And our Elohim does it so that men should fear before him. That which has been is now. That which is to be has already been. and our Elohim requires that which has passed. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. And I said in my heart, our Elohim will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. And I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that our Elohim might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are animals. For that which befalls the sons of men befalls animals. Even one thing befalls them. As the one dies, so dies the other. Yes, they all have one breath, so that a man has no preeminence above an animal. For all is vanity. All go to one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows the spirit of man that goes upward, and the spirit of the animal that goes downward to the earth? Why then do I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works? For that is his portion. For who will bring him to see what shall be after him? Ecclesiastes chapter 4. So I returned, and I considered all of the oppressions that are done under the sun. And I saw the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. And so I praise the dead that are already dead more than the living which are still alive. Yes, better is he than both of them, which has not yet been, and who has not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail, and every right work, that for this a man is envied by his neighbor. This is also vanity, and vexation of spirit. The fool folds his hands together and eats his own flesh. Better is a handful with quietness, than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned, and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one who is alone, and there is not a second. Yes, he has neither child nor brother, and yet there is no end of all of his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither does he say, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yes, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to he who is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no longer be admonished. For out of prison he comes to reign, whereas also he who is born in his kingdom becomes poor. I considered all the living that walk under the sun, with the second child that will stand up in his place. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this is also vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Guard your foot when you go to the house of our Elohim, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they do not consider that they do evil. Do not be rash with your mouth, and do not let your heart be hasty to utter anything before our Elohim, for our Elohim is in heaven, and you are upon the earth. For this reason let your words be few. For a dream comes through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. When you vow a vow to our Elohim, do not defer to pay it, because he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you have vowed. Better is it that you should not vow, than that you should vow and not pay. Do not allow your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither should you say before the angel that it was an error. Why should our Elohim be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also diverse vanities. But you fear our Elohim. If you see the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, do not marvel at the matter. For he who is higher than the highest regards these things, and there are higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. He who loves silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased who eat them. And what good is there to the owners of these things, except for the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not allow him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun. It is riches kept for the owners of them to their hurt, but those riches perish by evil travail. And he fathers a son, and there is nothing in his hand. Just as he came forth out of his mother's womb, naked will he return, to go as he came, and he will take nothing from out of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. And this is also a sore evil, that in all points, as he came, so will he go. And what profit has he who has labored for the wind? All his days also he eats in darkness, and he has much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. See that which I have seen. It is good and fitting for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he has taken under the sun all the days of his life which our Elohim gives to him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom our Elohim has given riches and wealth and has given him power to eat from them and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is also the gift of our Elohim, for he will not much remember the days of his life, because our Elohim answers him in the joy of his heart.
Ecclesiastes chapter 6. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom our Elohim has given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he lacks for nothing for his soul out of all that he desires, and yet our Elohim does not give him power to eat from these things, but a stranger eats those things. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man fathers 100 children, and lives many years, so that the days of his years are many, and his soul is not filled with good, and also that he has no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he is, because he comes in with vanity, and he departs in darkness, and his name will be covered with darkness. More than this, he has not seen the sun, nor known anything. This has more rest than the other. Yes, though he lives 1,000 years twice, still he has seen no good. Do not all go to one place? All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. For what does the wise man have more than the fool? What has the poor that knows to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. That which has been is already named, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with he who is mightier than he is. Seeing that there are many things that increase vanity, what man is the better? For who knows what is good for man in this life? All the days of his vain life which he spends like a shadow. For who can tell a man what will be after him under the sun? Ecclesiastes chapter 7. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than it is to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of joy and rejoicing. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than it is for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool, and this is also vanity. Surely, oppression makes a wise man mad, and a gift destroys the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning of it, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not be hasty in your spirit to be angry, because anger rests in the bosom of fools. Do not say, "What is the cause that the former days were better than these?" because you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to those that see the sun, because wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Consider the work of our Elohim, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Our Elohim has also set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongs his life in his wickedness. Do not be overly righteous, neither make yourself overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Do not be overly wicked, neither be foolish. Why should you die before your time? It is good that you should take hold of this. Yes, also from this do not withdraw your hand, for he who fears our Elohim will come forth out of them all. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty who are in the city, for there's not a just man upon the earth that does good and does not sin. Also, take no heed to all the words that are spoken, lest you hear your servant curse you. For oftentimes also your own heart knows that you yourself likewise have cursed others. All this I have proved by wisdom, and I said, "I will be wise," but it was far from me. That which is far off and exceedingly deep, who can find it out? I applied my heart to know, and to search, and to seek out wisdom, and the reason of things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even the wickedness of foolishness and madness, and I find more bitter than death the woman, whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands like bands, who, whoso pleases our Elohim, will escape from her. But the sinner will be taken by her. Understand, I have found this out, says the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account, which yet my soul seeks, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. And yet, look, this only have I found, that our Elohim has made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Who is like the wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face to shine, and the boldness of his face will be changed. I counsel you to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of our Elohim. Do not be hasty to go out of his sight,
Do not stand in an evil thing, for he does whatever pleases him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who can say to him, what are you doing? Whoever keeps the commandment will feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment, because to every purpose there is time and judgment. So for this reason the misery of man is great upon him, for he knows not that which will be, for who can tell him when it will be? There is no man that has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither has he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. I have seen all of this, and I have applied my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There is a time in which one man rules over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done, and this also is vanity. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. So for this reason the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days are prolonged, yet surely I know that it will be well with them that fear our Elohim, who fear before him. But it will not be well with the wicked, neither will he prolong his days, that are like a shadow, because he does not fear before our Elohim. There is a vanity that is done upon the earth, that there are just men to whom it happens according to the work of the wicked. And again, there are wicked men to whom it happens according to the work of the righteous. I said that this is also vanity. Well, then I commended mirth, because a man has no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry. For that shall remain with him out of his labor the days of his life, which our Elohim gives to him under the sun. And when I applied my heart to know wisdom, and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for there is also that neither day nor night sees sleep with his eyes, and then I beheld all the work of our Elohim, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labors to seek this out, still he will not find it. Yes, further, though a wise man thinks to know these things, yet will he not be able to find it.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9. For all this I considered in my heart, to declare all of this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of our Elohim. No man knows either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, and to he who sacrifices and to he who does not sacrifice. Just as the good is, so is the sinner, and he who swears an oath as he who fears an oath. This is an evil amongst all the things that are done under the sun, that there is one event to all. Yes, also the heart of the sons of men are full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him who is joined to all the living, there is hope, because a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead do not know anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. And also, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished, neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Go your way, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry heart, because our Elohim now accepts your works. Let your garments always be white, and let your head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of your vanity, which he has given to you under the sun. All the days of your vanity, for that is your portion in this life, and in your labor which you take under the sun. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you are going. I returned,
And I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor is the battle to the strong, neither yet is bread to the wise, nor yet is there riches to men of understanding, nor still yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to all of them. For man also knows not his time, just as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and just as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them. I've seen this wisdom also under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city, and there were few men within that city, and there came a great king against that city, and he besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now, there was found in that city a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, saved the city. And yet no man remembered that same poor man. And then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of he who rules amongst fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send out a stinking odor. So does a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yes, also, when he who is a fool walks by the roadway, his wisdom fails him, and he says to everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against you, do not leave your place, for yielding pacifies great offenses. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, like an error that proceeds from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low places. I've seen servants upon horses, and I've seen princes walking like servants upon the earth. He who digs a pit will fall into it, and whoever breaks a hedge, a serpent is going to bite him. Whoever removes stones will be hurt with them, and he who cuts wood will be endangered by the wood he has cut. If the iron is blunt and he does not sharpen the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow himself up. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what will be and what will be after him. Who can tell him? The labor of the foolish wearies every one of them, because he knows not how to go to the city. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child and your princes eat in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness. By much slothfulness the building decays, and through idleness of the hands the house drops through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes one merry, but money answers all things. Do not curse the king. No, not in your thoughts. And do not curse the rich in your bedchamber, because a bird of the air will carry the sound of these things, and that which has wings will tell the matter. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Throw your bread upon the waters, because you will find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be upon the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree falls toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it will be. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you know not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so you do not know the works of our Elohim who makes all. In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, because you do not know whether which will prosper, either this or that, or whether they both will be like good. Truly, the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to look at the sun. But if a man lives for many years and does rejoice in them all, still let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that comes is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth, and walk in the ways of your heart, and in the sight of your eyes. But know you, that for all these things our Elohim will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart, and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days do not come, nor the years draw near, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars are not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house will tremble, and the strong men will bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows are darkened, and the doors will be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he'll rise up at the sound of the bird, and all the daughters of music will be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the roadway, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper will be a burden, and desire will fail. Because man goes to his long home, and the mourners go all about the streets. Or ever the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then will the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to our Elohim who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he gave good heed, and he sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads and like nails fastened by the masters of assemblies that are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear our Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For our Elohim will bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it is good or is evil. End of chapter.